Chapter 9. After 2 weeks of nearly constant work, Ed Frank Custom Jewelry had produced its first finished batch. There the pieces lay on two boards covered with black velvet, all of which went into a square wicker basket of Japanese origin. And Ed McCarthy and Frank Frink had made business cards. They had used an art gum eraser carved out to form their name. They printed in red from this, and then completed the cards with a children's toy rotary printing set. The effect, they had used a high-quality Christmas card-colored heavy paper, was striking. In every aspect of their work, they had been professional. Surveying their jewelry, cards, and display, they could see no indication of the amateur. Why should there be? Frank thought. We're both pros, not in jewelry making, but in shop work in general. The display boards held a good variety. Cuff bracelets made of brass, copper, bronze, and even hot-forged black iron. Pendants, mostly of brass, with a little silver ornamentation. Earrings of silver, pins of silver or brass. The silver had cost them a good deal. Even Silver Salder had set them back. They had bought a few semi-precious stones, too, for mounting in the pins. Baroque pearls, spinels, jade, slivers of fire opal, and if things went well, they would try gold, and possibly 5 or 6-point diamonds. It was gold that would make them a real profit. They had already begun searching into sources of scrap gold, melted down antique pieces of no artistic value, much cheaper to buy than new gold. But even so, an enormous expense was involved.